Jeff Gustin was practically raised in bars. Faux leather bar stools, sticky surfaces abound, stale cigarette smoke dancing in the air. It's a common Wisconsin story. So when he opened the non-alcoholic bar and Moxicated in Racine in 2021, he was hoping to give some folks an alternative.
An elderly lady that came in, I served her a glass of NA wine. I went down the bar, I was serving other drinks. I come back and she's in tears. And she looked up and through teary eyes, she goes, I thought I'd never taste red wine again.
But even with a dedicated following, the bar closed its doors last July because of a lack of business. They've since shifted their attention to events and pop-ups with their NA trailer.
We met so many amazing people. We've heard so many stories of personal journeys and triumphs that I wouldn't trade that for the world.
While Inmoxicated might have been the state's first fully NA bar when it opened in 2021, it wasn't the last.
Though on nights that I just don't feel like drinking, maybe I have a meeting the next day. And so for the counter, we really wanted to serve both people who had chosen sobriety for a lifetime or for an evening.
Ryan Castellez is the founder of Discourse Coffee in Milwaukee. He's also the vision behind the Counter Dry Bar, which opened in February of 2023. The elevated mocktail menu shined at Crossroads Collective, the business incubator on the east side. 6 months later, the bar closed. And even though these NA spots ultimately closed, he believes change is coming.
I think a huge part of the drinking culture of the next 10 years is people making more conscious decisions about alcohol.
So my name is Leah Ferrari Trainer, and I had an idea back in 2019.
The idea was to find places like Inmoxicated and The Counter, visit them with a group of non-drinkers on a monthly basis, and make their own kind of happy hour. She called the group Sober in the Brew City.
Sober in the Brew City is for, we're specifically supporting women and non-binary folks who are curious about trying out sobriety in social settings.
Ferrari Trainer says there's a few things that help sustain a sober lifestyle in Milwaukee. One is the community of support and accountability she's created. And there's always those triggering memories of binge drinking.
Probably in my mid-20s, I had my first two-day hangover, and I hated the fact that I would lose a whole day of my precious weekend.
She says community is needed because it can feel so isolating if you want to socialize without drinking. So what's the answer to keeping these NA bars open? Jeff Gustin and Inmoxicated pivoted. So did Ryan Castellez and his team when they opened Agency. The bar opened last summer and is a James Beard National Semifinalist for Best New Bar. As the nation's first hybrid cocktail bar, you can order any drink on the menu with or without alcohol.
So here we have some Monday Mezcal, a little bit of Jaffard non-alcoholic pineapple liqueur, some cherry syrup.
Alana Sheck was bartending, and she cooked me up this delicious low-proof drink. Even early on a Wednesday, Agency, with its deep color scheme and velvet everything, already had a good crowd.
There's a lot of places when you ask for NA drinks, it's kind of not something that they think about very often, and you very much feel that way when you're ordering and then you have the selection. It just doesn't feel the same.
Morgan was there with her friend Tess. Tess spoke about the importance of seeing even more NA third spaces.
There's so much pressure to participate in it, and if you want to make friends, if you want to go out, you feel like you have to. And for being able to give that space to allow people to find their community that's not based around alcohol makes it more accepting for people that maybe do want to be sober, or just give that option for people that haven't tried it before.
And while the people here aren't saying it, if you ask the pros, there's doubt that Milwaukee and Wisconsin will ever be ready.
I don't know that Wisconsin, I hate to say ever be ready for a completely sober experience. Just some people need the sober space. People drinking is a trigger. Drunk people are a trigger. You hate to sound dramatic by life or death, but an addiction is life or death matter.
I'm Jimmy Gutierrez for 89.7 WWM, Milwaukee's NPR.